Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I've asked my questions. I've made my points. He's one of the type of guests that really gets me raving because it just so many thoughts go through my mind. But in this short segment and for the next, Dr. Begich, let's get into more of these technologies, more of these control systems, where you see this moving to, how it's unfolding. Why do we see the media starting to talk about it so much? Does that mean that there is a rollout of this about to happen as they try to normalize it? Dr. Begich, you've got the floor.
Yeah, I think it is about normalizing it, you know, because the warnings were issued long ago. You know, even The Economist, which people see as one of the more prestigious magazines in the world, their cover story in May 2002, now that's 9 years ago, and the cover story was called The Future of Mind Control. And it's got a head with a combination lock in the center of the skull. And that's exactly where we're at. And that article was about the ethics of it, which is just where we were before the break. You know, this whole concept that when's it right, when's it wrong? There used to be a book years ago. It's been out of print. It was called Mind, Man the Manipulator. And it explains the difference between persuasion and manipulation. And persuasion is, you know, what the country was really based on. It was the idea that you would have political, vibrant political debate, the right of assembly, free speech, freedom of religion, all these things that create the environment of free-thinking individuals that have a right to some level of self-determination. That's sort of the foundation under which this country formed and a lot of the thinking that we started with formed. And I say thinking because in those days, whether you were the shopkeeper, the butcher, the baker, or the candlestick maker, you participated in your government. In fact, you were probably all of those things and had those skills just to function as a normal human being a few hundred years ago. Today, our skill sets are so different. The idea of being able to survive independently is not the creation of business school. You know, business schools create dependence and a requirement where you really don't have freedom, where you're literally pushed directions all through the day from the time you wake up until you sleep at night. That is so contrary to our basic nature, number one. At the same time, when you look at the amount of change that's on our horizon and what's coming. I mean, anyone who's lived 50 years has seen the revolution, you know, in terms of technology. But you have seen nothing yet. Everything you've seen from the invention of the wheel to where we are today will be repeated every 9 months or so from here on out and getting smaller and tighter and faster because of our computing power, our ability to process information. And this is where I was speaking earlier about resolution, you know, being able to see things more clearly, influence things more clearly, requires a higher and higher degree of resolution in terms of our circuitry and the fineness of that circuitry to discern these very minute and unusual signals that now we're not only able to discern, but we're able to manipulate, whether it's the activity within our brains that fit a very specific pattern when you're having very specific thoughts. And the idea of transferring those from one human being to another. Right now, DARPA has two contracts in the University of California operating today that are to determine how that mechanism works for creating artificial telepathy. But I can tell you, there was work done in 1985, and I've seen the unpublished work by one of the best in this field in the world. And in 85, they were able to take 9 test subjects in 2 separate rooms and transfer information from one mind to the other accurately. And they were using the cards that show squares and circles and rectangles and all these different shapes. And with 100% accuracy, with people who had no previous knowledge that they had this capacity, using an electronic apparatus, were able to do it.
And that's why the globalists don't want us to have our own morals or our own compass. That's why they don't want parents, when kids are young, to put your own ideas in them. They say, let your kid be themselves. That's so they can do all the programming and teach them how to fail, teach them how to commit suicide, which they admit the anti-suicide education has made it go off the charts. So they increase the funding because it's not failing. It's succeeding. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. Stay there, Dr. Begich. More straight ahead.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We go back to the 1950s. There were many cases of the CIA testing LSD and other drugs on suspecting members of the public, dropping it in their drinks, giving it to their own military personnel. You know all the examples of declassified times when they would nerve gas our own troops. I mean, it's about playing God and shifting gears into an interesting area with Dr. Nick Baggage talking about mind control. All of his great books and videos available at Infowars.com, Controlling the Human Mind, The Technologies of Political Control, or Tools for Peak Performance, Angels Don't Play This Harp, Getting into Harp, the Mind Control DVD, A Brave New World, or Enhancing Human Performance, the Harp DVD. They're all available, again, at Infowars.com, or you can go to his website as well, EarthPulse.com. By the way, I've sent him a video Skype camera and stuff. You may be seeing Dr. Nick Baggage. He's changing offices right now, guest hosting some in the near future. So you'll be able to hear him unbridled without my interjections. But Charlie Sheen, the Charlie Sheen I've known, a lot of people that know him well have said, man, he's a quiet, nice, humble guy who's really giving. All of a sudden, he seems really wild. I mean, could it be that he was sober for almost a decade, then went back on stuff for 7 months? Now he's kind of manic. When I got him on a few weeks ago, I wasn't expecting that, because when I was at his house a week before that, he wasn't manic. I told him, I said, they're going to fire you. And I said, you need to try to, you know, even though they've been attacking you and stuff, you need to try to get along with them. But more and more I look at some of these Hollywood stars, and you have to ask. I mean, it's a great example of not just government people, but folks that are due to be paid $200+ million. Does somebody want to cheat them out of that? Is somebody slipping a Mickey in his drink? Is there some type of psychotronic thing going on? Because I've been there when he's getting blood tested and urine tested. He is off drugs. Or is it just he's manic? Or what's going on? I mean, any views on that?
Well, you know, there's I can tell you that you see it in a lot of people right now, and that it, you know, the swings of, you know, of emotions, and if you look at a lot of the underlying factors, I think are these stressors that we're talking about. You know, that the fact that people who didn't use cell phones, who didn't have a wireless world surrounding them at the level in which we do now, I mean, how much stress is that creating for individual systems that breaks out occasionally in irrational ways?
I was about to say, he lives on his cell phone, and they admit that cell phones, ABC News, increase brain activity and almost create a manic-like state.
Right, and so why expect anything else? And look at the population across the population. We have more people on psychoactive drugs because of some depression or illness. And you know, I can tell you, where I live. I live in a very dark place, Alaska, in the winter. It's horrible. You know, and it affects me profoundly, I can tell you. And if it wasn't for some level of vitamin D supplements, I would be a total wreck. And most people are vitamin D deficient. That's another article that ran finally recently in the news. We've been saying it for years. Check your D levels. Most people work in cubicle world today. They don't even get in the sun. And when they do, they're so screen blocked, they don't get any sun. And vitamin D is leading to more depression. And then you lay on top of that electromagnetic field interference and the chemicals that we ingest. And anything less than manic behavior from time to time would be the exception. And I'll tell you when you really notice it is when the power grid fails in your area and you notice how quiet it gets. But you also notice your whole body takes an exhale. Your whole body relaxes as you quit compensating for those external fields that are there, like background noise in a crowded room. It's what you were talking about earlier in the program, Alex, getting out of the country in a remote place where you're away from it. How much better do you feel? Unless you're from New York City.
Well, you know, this proves it because I'm not consciously thinking about what you're saying at the time, but over my life, whenever there's a citywide blackout, it cuts off, and it's not just the excitement of the power being off. You walk outside, whether it's day or night, and you suddenly just, oh, I feel so good. Yeah. It's like magic. That's the field, isn't it?
It is, and it is. And we because we're in it, there's an old Chinese saying, you know, what's the sound of being born into an explosion? It's called silence. Because you don't notice that it's sound. And that's what has happened. As we've immersed ourselves in this electromagnetic soup, it's been a creeping sound of silence. When we truly have silence and that interference is gone, we fully notice it. It's why when we come home from work, one of the first things we do is we kick our shoes off. And the reason is most of us have soles that actually insulate us from the electrical currents within the ground. And there are currents within the ground that our body will, in fact, and does, in fact, rely on. The natural rhythm of this planet is 7.83 hertz. It's called Schumann's resonance.
Well, that's how birds can navigate.
Right. But in Schumann's resonance, that's the ideal state. If your brain is between 7 and 8 hertz, you're in this super creative space that is quite remarkable if you can stay there. And that's the natural rhythm of the planet and where we should be. Instead, we're at 60 cycles in the U.S. or pulses per second. The pulsation of our power grid as our primary sort of interference plays. But then we have on top of that now Wi-Fi, wireless of various bandwidths being pulse modulated, creating other secondary effects. This is where that sense of stress that explodes irrationally from time to time. Maybe it does explain what happened to Charlie. You know, the fact is, it's happening more frequently with more people, and our solution is medicate them, dumb them down and numb them down. That is not the right solution. The solution is, how do we learn how to modulate our own brain activity? And there are ways to do this, to learn how to do it, so you're not at the whims of everything that influences you. And quite frankly, what used to take years to perfect. Now technology offers opportunities to learn how to find that space and do it consciously with your own effort and basically gain control of your own mind, something that we don't think much about. We have spas for the body. We have gyms for the body. But what do we have for the mind? There are good technologies out there that will stretch the mind, that will cause it to change its capacity by recognizing what it can do by working with it. And that's the difference.
I've noticed? Elites, truly rich billionaires, are all moving to extremely rural areas. And when you talk to them, they basically wink, wink and say, we're getting away from all the stuff happening in the city, all the pollution, all the cell phones. And, I mean, they certainly know what's going on.
Yeah. You know, I have a remote place. Mine takes 2 days to walk in overland. You know, there's no trails or roads or anything. And mine's for other reasons. I got a mining property. It's 800 acres with some partners. But, you know, when you go out there, I'm in a valley that's closed off. I do get a cell phone signal, believe it or not, in some places, which totally blows me away because, I'm in the most remote spot on the planet. But other than that, there is no power grid for at least 30 miles away from me. And, you know, it's a pretty nice feeling when you can go out in those places. And I encourage people to do it just to shake it off a little bit and get your head cleared and start thinking forward again and looking for those ways, the simple ways, to gain a little bit more control and shake the stresses off.
Well, Dr. Begich, for me, and then we're going to let you go, and I appreciate the time. The biggest thing people can start with is stop watching television. That's where the most programming is. That's where it's designed. That's where the not just the frequency, but also the messages that the frequency is bound up with. If you'll just turn the TV off and if you'll just stop it, you know, still go to the movies or whatever if you want, but just stop watching the TV, you'll see a difference in your children, your wife, your husband, everything. Our culture, no one can deny it, is going down the tubes. Because we're in the death throes of being held by this technological control grid. We've got to wake up to it and say no. Dr. Begich, I want to thank you for joining us. I hope folks will get your videos and books available at Infowars.com. And as soon as you're done setting up your new office, because I know you're redoing your office, I want to get you in here to guest host
Absolutely.
The show.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to working with you. It's going to be a great experience. I'm getting my backdrop. My office is a mess right now, but it's about reorganized.
Hey, just a bookshelf in the background looks great. Dr. Begich, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. God bless. Take care now.
God bless you. What a great guy. Folks, you know, a lot of scary things we were talking about, but it's more scary not knowing it's there. It's a lot better to know the truth. It's very, very empowering. Now, first off, I have had the worst. I haven't really been sick in like 4 years, truly sick. I get allergies and stuff, but I have had. I talked to doctors about it, so they said, no, it's going all over the country where you get sick one day for about half a day. You know, I had a fever and threw up last Wednesday, and it went away by nighttime. And then it came back on Saturday with a vengeance. And that happened with my wife and kids, too. It's like a delayed, like it's mutating within you or something. But you know what? I didn't need their flu shots. My body beat it with God's help. And I'm just glad to be almost back because I probably shouldn't even have done the show yesterday. I was so punch drunk. I want to come back and get into the left-right paradigm, pressure from above, pressure from below. We're going to get into the whole situation with the unions and the deception that's going on there. But before we go to break, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. They're having that special they only do once a year or so. Free shipping on all orders right now. It's their new special. It's insurance you can eat, stored safely for 10 years, only the best ingredients. Now, this is the real deal, 30-plus years in the business. They're patriots and have supported the movement for years. Independence, not dependency. Be ready for any emergency. Grab-and-go packs. Great for camping, outdoors, you name it. eFoodsDirect.com. That's the letter eFoodsDirect.com. Or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. And in closing, Diamond Gusset's celebrating their 25th anniversary and is running their biggest special yet. You can get $55 off your purchase when you try the jeans. You'll never look back. Regular jeans, all made in America, motorcycle jeans, shirts. Great folks, specially made to last a lot longer. Gusset.com/sale. That's Gusset, GUSSET.com/sale to save 55% off. That's Gusset.com/sale. It's made in America. Check them out.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsprout.com. Sproutbank.com. That's 877-327-0365. Or order online at survivalsproutbank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls.
All right, when you're dealing with the globalists, you have to understand that they've run the same scams over and over again in first world, second world, developing, and undeveloped nations. And so they really had time to tweak it. And none of this is my opinion. We have IMF World Bank documents. We have the thousands of pages that got leaked in 2002 where they talk about how they get countries in debt, knowing they can never pay it back, and then blow out their economy and then order the government to sell off all their infrastructure to them for pennies on the dollar. And then the banks go in and make sure that they can never rebuild any infrastructure. The name of the game is control. There's so much wealth, so much ingenuity, that every country should be a shining jewel with everybody basically living in mansions. The name of the game is stopping that, okay, and creating artificial scarcity. I got Aaron Dykes coming in here because he heard me with Lord Monckton earlier today talking about the head of the British power system saying, we're going to start cutting your power off. You'll not have power a lot of the time. It's for the earth. Venezuela could supply power 24 hours a day. It's a tool of control. And Ceausescu in Romania could. North Korea could. They made the decision that you don't get the power and you're thankful when you get it. This is the mark of third worldom. This is a post-industrial world. The head of the British Power Authority says they're doing it on purpose. I read to you out of the London Telegraph earlier. It's him saying it. And Aaron's like, when you made that video a month ago about Obama causing the power outages, I saw the documents, but I didn't really get it. He was like laughing. He was like, I just watched Enron, the smartest guys in the room, you know, made 6-7 years ago, and it's got Ken Lay admitting that they shut down power plants on purpose to jack up prices in California and that he wrote the carbon tax plan as part of the Agenda 21 biological diversity assessment and sustainable development. And so Aaron's in there printing off all their statements. Yes. It's all premeditated. It's all public. It has nothing to do with the earth. It's about there being a fraction of the power plants left owned by them, and you'll pay for an hour of power what you paid previously for 24 hours, and you'll thank them. But all the government facilities and all the cop shops, they're all going to have power. You know, Tarrytown and downtown Austin and the police departments here in Austin, they were all exempt from the rolling blackouts. The rich, wealthy, liberal, trendy area, they're exempt. I'm not exempt where I live. They stole more than 20,000 acres in one initiative back in the late 1990s called Save Our Springs. And they said, we're going to take all these ranchers and farmers' property in southwest Austin. So, and for a decade before that, they wouldn't let them build the city zoning or sell it, but kept their property taxes up. And so then they came and said, we're going to have a giant 15,000-acre park, 1,000-acre park, and these other parks. It was around 20,000 acres. And they said, we're going to pay for about 5 cents on the dollar, basically force with adverse possession these farmers, ranchers, and developers to sell. And they gave it all over into the city consortium. The mayor left, opened his own land bank. Now he's a state senator, and they control the land. And it's nothing but $5 million houses on it and luxury hotels and salons and high-rises. And they just built the whole thing up. And they just go, we have cops with machine guns. There's nothing you can do. Now, somebody like, oh, who's the giant blubber creature? Michael Moore. I was having a Freudian block there. Somebody like the self-propelled blubber butt, who has got hundreds of millions of dollars, is a lying scumbag, hypocrite, globalist, and knows exactly what he's doing. I'm going to call him out on the other side and break down what's really happening in Wisconsin. You know, it turns out Blubber Blub has, and I remember this in the news years ago, but I looked up this morning and there it was. Blubber Blub has made his films in different states where he can avoid the union rates. Blubber Boy, and I'm not making fun of his obeseness. I'm a little overweight. I'm making fun of his psychic obeseness, his hypocrisy. This guy, it came out, owned massive amounts of stock in Halliburton and defense contractors knowingly ahead of the Iraq war while he was bad-mouthing him. Folks, you know how I know what to invest in. Prison companies, bioengineering, police state. I don't invest in it because I'm not a hypocritical bloodsucker. Anyways, we're going to come back and break down what's really happening with all of this straight ahead. Then it goes into the energy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Once you stand for nothing, they can program you and make you who they want you to be, an easy-to-run-over slave.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero, for this town he's shining light, but you could always find him standing up what he thought was right. He'd say you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Been better off or on the bigger house. If Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You
back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m.
I know that things are different. And they were...
Now, continuing here, look, it's so simple, but it's also so complex because they know how humans operate, the social engineers. The economy's falling apart. They're lying, telling us it's getting better. Government employees are out of control in many cases. They are spoiled in many cases. The unions are corrupt in many cases. The middle class is tired of being overtaxed. They're sick of being squeezed by the government for more money. They see the incredibly arrogant statements of the union people, and they say, shut them down. Take everything they got. Cut their pay. Cut their health care. And that is what's happening here. And Michael Moore comes out and says, hey, and we don't have time to play his whole speech. It's up on Infowars.com. The headline from Kurt Nemo is, Michael Moore's communist rhetoric distracts from larger issue of banksters' criminal activity. And it's got his whole speech from yesterday up there, and it's got other bizarre statements by people at the rally, you know, saying, hey, you don't have a right to your own money. That means you don't have a right to your own body. And that's what's so evil about collectivism. Once you have it, there's an army of people that think that they are owed more and more and more of what you got. And it doesn't matter if 80%+ of the money stolen from you went offshore. The big hordes of union people, they're being told, hey, you want your job, you want more money, you want to keep your paycheck, get out of the private free market people's pocket. And so you've got the big global banking cartel that owns the military-industrial complex and that owns our dominant mainstream media and that manipulates and controls all these big Teamsters unions and the rest of them. And it's really very simple what's happening. It's divide and conquer. You got the globalists on top. You got the unions on the bottom. The unions mean well. That is their average members do. And it's too sophisticated for them to be able to understand even what's happening. They don't even understand what's happening. But it's very simple. What the banksters do in third world country after third world country and now in first world country after first world country is the banksters get the governments to basically buy into the derivatives failure of the bankers. The bankers use the derivatives on the way up to buy up the planet and the resources and then to put themselves into commodities and things that are safer. They leave the bad investments with the government pension funds, the private pension funds, and other pension funds of smaller companies they don't control. Then, as the economy starts to go into free fall, they say, we've got to have cuts to government. We've got to balance the budget. But then they never discuss the record multi-hundred billion dollar bonuses being paid out for Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo and Smith Barney and all the rest of the insiders. They're getting fatter. They're making the biggest profits ever. They engineered the end of Glass-Steagall. They sold to government and your pension funds these failed derivatives. And now they're holding us hostage saying, you've got to keep giving us more money. Now, I watched his whole 30-something minute speech. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And did Michael Moore, the guy who makes money off Halliburton and big defense contractors consciously while bad-mouthing wars, the guy who tries to do his films in areas where he can get around unions, the guy that goes along with the official story of 9/11, the guy that tried to have his bodyguards basically rough me up so I couldn't ask him questions, a hypocrite who made his whole life about going up and confronting media people and government people and putting them down if their bodyguards even touched him while his bodyguards were ramming their arms into my stomach. You know what I did? I just punched him right back. It's on video. Oh, you think you're a big tough guy, buddy? You just rammed into me? Ah, how do you like that? Now hit me in the face and see what happens, punk! I'm sorry. The point is that guy is a hypocrite. He's a big fat bully and I'm sick of him. He's out there like a Pied Piper manipulating all those well-meaning union people. Those low-level union people have their dues stolen by the corrupt fat cat unions that are out there beating up Tea Partiers everywhere. And the Tea Partiers are being conned as well. But it's very simple. Michael Moore goes, there's 400 people who have more wealth than half the population of America. And that's true. That's a true number. And almost all of them are hedge fund managers, people that created trillions of dollars apiece in fake baloney and then made the money off the top of it. I mean, I've seen hedge fund managers who are making $6, $7, $8, $9 billion a year. They set Greece up, not even owning the money to them, getting them to buy into derivatives, where it's like, oh, you owe me $6 billion at one hedge fund manager. I want this island. And they're like, okay, here's the island. He writes off the debt. Whoa. But you don't say you're going after them because of the free market is bad. It's not the free market to have banker insiders buying off the government and having them set up insider sweetheart deals where you get to create all this counterfeit money and then not get in trouble for it, instead get more power. So see, he's there saying the wealth of these 400 people is a national resource and that you don't own that money. That's not your money. Folks, here's the issue. Those crowds don't understand that those 400 people, some of them actually made it through owning restaurant chains or car dealerships or sports teams. But of the 400, and if you look at the list of the top cream, it's mainly bankers engaged in fraud, not your corner bank, the big mega banks. And most of it's offshore to begin with. They're not going to have any of their wealth taken. They are going to use that big hoard of half the population, either on welfare or working for a union, or the defense contractors that are there fighting with them, talking about how they're on welfare. You're on warfare that Eisenhower talked about. I mean, get real. More than half the world's defense budgets is the U.S. All the other countries can't even add up. So you got to love the irony of that. The guy they're saying doesn't have a right to protest. The guy, you know, the guy they tell, hey, I have a right to your money. You don't have a right to your money. He's a defense contractor. And I'm not saying you're inherently evil if you're an engineer and that's what you do. That's the only job anyways for you. The point is, buddy, you're living off my tax money too. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all of you. Now, the banksters are getting upwards of 80% of all the money. The welfare moms, the union people, they're getting around 20% of it. My point is, you're rearranging chairs on the Titanic deck, having all of us fight with each other out there, and there's the globalist move, having their Judas goat, their deceiver, up there with stuff written at a third grade level, talking to them about, it's not their money, it's your money. Yay! Because it's not going to be the 400 people who have as much wealth as 50% of the country. It's going to be those 400 people robbing the other 49.9%. See, he didn't say those 400 have more than all the country. He said 50%. Yeah, 50% who on average are making about $30,000 a year less. No. The target is the people making $100,000, $300,000, a million a year. They got the boat slips. They go to your restaurants. They buy the clothes. They make the economy go, folks. And the globalists are targeting them because once they knock them out, it's over. And the middle class is disappearing right now. That's the fat buffalo that the general public feeds off of. The fat buffalo is dying. The globalists are just cutting out their tongues. That's all they're doing for buffalo tongue sandwich. They're wiping them out right now. Just like the globalists wiped out the buffalo to make the Plains Indians die, scorched earth policy, the globalists are wiping out the middle class. They always do it. It's in their handbooks. I want to play this quick clip. Here is, and it's up on InfoWars if you want to see the full thing, of the union people with their big union signs saying, you don't have a right to your own money. I mean, this is incredible that this type of stuff is going on. Here it is.
And bring you to my side. There's a difference. I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm not trying to just show you that I hate you and that I'm just an arrogant bastard.
Well, I don't hate you, and I'm not beating you up right now. Is everybody confused?
Actually, your only stated goal is that I go away.
No, I want you to go away from these people who are half rights.
And what I'm saying is that their rights are infringing on my rights, and I'd like them to stop that.
What's your right?
Every dollar I have to pay in taxes.
Why do you have a right to your money?
Because of private sector.
All right, I don't have time to play it all. Then they have a debate about how he doesn't have a right to his own money, and like a bunch of lobotomized chickens hopping around, the mindless union people go, I'll get your money, mine. And then the big defense contractor slides over who does look like he's actually intelligent. He goes, well, I build something that's needed. I make more money. I'm a defense contractor. You still live off my money, pal. Get your hand out of my pocket. Oh, but America's good and the defense contractors are good. Yeah. The whole Pentagon system trying to take our guns. What always overthrows countries? Its own military. Wake up, pal. All of you make me sick. And in that clip, everything's illustrated. They're all on government payroll. Even the private sector ones. The union slugs, the defense contractor slug, who's a total hypocrite. You're a total sickening hypocrite. You're probably making $100,000, $200,000 a year. You got some union guy making $30,000 a year who wants to keep his benefits, and you're self-righteously in his face. Sure, he's a mindless, lobotomized, fluoride head who probably can't even tie his shoelaces. He's so dumb, he thinks you don't have a right to your own money. You do have a right to your money if you earned it in the free market, pal, not out of my pocket with tax money. So who's more guilty? But it's exactly what Michael Moore's doing. Do you understand it? He works for the banksters, sicking this giant horde of people that are about to have their jobs cut or lose their jobs or have their pay cut. They're out there chanting, it's our money, take the middle class's money, they're rich, and they're going to come destroy what's left of the middle class. This is what happens when you have a giant domesticated mob on government payroll, when you have a democracy that Michael Slug Moore calls for, 51% vote to take your property. And then when things break down under a communist system, the commissars then put you in forced labor because you're lazy. You need to now work for the greater state. Now, I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow. I got running late, but something that dovetails with all of this here. Look, it's simple. It's not the governor good, the union's bad. No, it's unions controlled and bad, governor controlled and bad, getting us to infight down here instead of talking about the 1.5 quadrillion derivatives, the black hole that's impossible to pay off. All we're doing is cutting now the welfare state, which is terrible and domesticates us, so that whatever's left of that can be paid to the bankers. And so they can rile up the welfare state into a political mobilized army to come rob the rest of us, and then the welfare state will get a paltry sum of it, the rest will be transferred to the bankers. The bankers are just getting their hoard ready. When the military-industrial complex doesn't get their welfare, they blow up buildings in Manhattan. The unions just go out and start protesting. You understand that? When the military-industrial complex wants to take over America, they bomb Oklahoma City. When they want to take over the world, they blow up the World Trade Center. I'm sick of all of you and all your welfare ruining this country. All right, now, for the rest of this segment and the next, Aaron Dykes came to me and he said, you know, you made that video, and I understood it, but I didn't quite get it about they're shutting down the power plants so that select companies make the money. But then today with Lord Monckton, he really got it, and he printed off a bunch of documents from his deep research, because sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. Aaron, break down your synopsis.
Yeah, and additionally, I was watching the documentary Enron, The Smartest Guys in the Room. It's been out since 2005, before those guys went on trial. But if you set aside the whole larger pump-and-dump scheme that they did, one of the main things Enron did was use California's deregulation to instill rolling blackouts so they could completely monopolize and profit from it. And
that's on record to teach people about artificial scarcity. Oh, there must not be enough power. I better pay more. They'd rather sell you 1 hour than 24 hours at a higher price.
And they were never out of power. They just manipulated it. It's admitted they used the traders and marketers to drive up the system, going from about $12 billion in power in the first quarter of 2000 to $48 billion in the first quarter of 2001. That's on Wikipedia. That's just one of the basic introduction sources. But the point is, Ken Lay and these other Enron and bankers and Goldman Sachs types were not just involved in their own company schemes. They helped set up cap and trade system, which has a complete...
They're on record. This is not a conspiracy theory with Al Gore saying we're going to claim environmentalism, we're going to shut down all our competition and make 100 times the profit.
And I have that clip. Maybe we could play it when we come back from break. But Ken Lay was on the Presidential Council for Sustainable Development, Agenda 21, under the Clinton administration in 93, with a bunch of other familiar players setting up, you know, the cap-and-trade system we know today to instill rolling blackouts, as we saw in Texas, and they're doing the same thing in England and other places. It's very similar to the way they used the deregulation in California back in the early 2000s to make massive profits off of rolling blackouts. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, it was all came out in court and was confirmed. They had fake energy trading systems. They would show members of Congress and the California legislature, and it's all about reducing power, shutting down all their competition.
And the clips they have in the movie, Enron's Smartest Guys in the Room, are amazing because they have now declassified or leaked through court or whatever audio transcripts and actual tapes of these traders saying, you know, the profits aren't high enough today. Can we come up with an excuse to shut down these power grids? You know, or they would ship the power over states when it wasn't conducive in California and then wait till the prices went back up in California. Then they would bring the power back in. And the point is, they completely regulated, or they completely controlled, rather, the black.
The truth is, the free market would make everybody wealthy. We see how the insiders are in there, always with crony capitalism. Then they scapegoat crony capitalism. They scapegoat capitalism with crony capitalism, and then blame capitalism itself and bring in total socialism to take our wealth, transfer it to them offshore. That's the big secret, and that's what Michael Moore's doing. He's offering socialism as the solution when it's the problem.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program, and the attorney dropped the case, and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
At back in 1997, when you were vice president, Enron's CEO, Ken Lay, was involved in discussions with you at the White House about helping develop this type of policy, this trading scheme. And is that accurate? Is it inaccurate? It's been reported.
I don't know. But I met with Ken Lay, as lots of people did, before anybody knew that he was a
crook. Right, and clearly you can see why so many of us are concerned about this type of cap-and-trade energy tax that would be literally turning over this country's energy economy.
I didn't know him well enough to call him Kenny Boy.
Well, you knew him well enough to help devise this trading scheme, and obviously we know what Enron and these big guys on Wall Street like Goldman Sachs, and I know you've got interest with Goldman Sachs.
No.
These people, well, that's been reported. Is that not accurate?
No, I wish I did.
With executives from you're partnered in companies with
board of directors, we have the meetings, and look at who the players are today. It's the very same people that set this up in the mid-90s with Al Gore, now running the government program to shut down all the power plants that they don't own and control, and Enron people went to jail for setting this up, and now they're doing the same scam in England. I mean, this has nothing to do with the environment. These are crooks. They want to use big government, just like Obama gives out 1,040 waivers to big corporations on insurance. You don't get the waiver. This is mafia where only they can do business. Aaron, go over it.
It's artificial scarcity using somewhat sophisticated systems like deregulation over a blackout power grid. But you saw it came up in Congress how Al Gore and Ken Lay had a relationship back when he was vice president. He partnered Blood and Gore, his carbon trading program.
And he arrogantly denied it to where the congressman almost backed off because it's so brazen.
Absolutely.
Go over the names.
Yeah, some of the names from the Presidential Council on Sustainable Development from 93 in the Clinton administration included Ken Lay of Enron, the head of American Electric Power, the head of General Motors Corporation, the head of BP Amoco at the time, the head of Dow Chemical at the time, S.C. Johnson and Son.
Oil companies run this.
But then also Sierra Club, also the Nature Conservancy, also Bill Richardson, then head of Department of Energy, also Carol M. Browner. Then she was head of the EPA. Now with Obama, she's Obama's energy and climate change.
She's the one cutting the power plants off.
Mm-hmm. And also William Daley, now Obama's brand new chief.
Mob boss, known mob family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's brother of the Chicago mayor.
He helped set this up. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And Dan Glickman, he was head of the USDA then, but he was also part of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, who set up the whole carbon.
And it's simple. I mean, the old America was corrupt in ways, but at least power was power, and it was about getting you power. Now they just go, look, we'll give them 1 hour of power a day, triple charge them. I mean, the head of the British power system says, you won't get power most of the time, but you'll pay more. Why not if we put up with it?
These Enron scammers shut down, instilled artificial blackouts, knowing it would drive up profits. What happened in Texas only a couple months ago, as you pointed out in the video, when they shut down for cap and trade or whatever excuse, it does one thing, it drives up prices.
Austin has announced that they're going to double again in the next 3 years, $3.4 billion, and it's all on record they're doing this.
Thanks to you pointing that out. Now, I read those documents. They targeted their carbon cuts for about twice of what was called for federally.
Austin is run by a group of folks. I'm not just saying this. Criminal, hardcore mafia operatives. That's why your power bill used to be $200, it's $600. Used to be 1,000, it's 3,000. And they're just like mafia going, we're taking it. It's going to Ken Lay's people. Al Gore, shut up. We have SWAT teams ready to kill you.
If you're in on the...
And the SWAT teams are just got their weapons, just training to take on the American people. The Army standing by, threat fusion centers, spying. They're robbing everything, taking the pension funds. The troops themselves are having their death benefits taken. And the troops just salute and go, I'm ready to kill Americans. Take my pension fund. I want to use DU. Use me. Yes, sir. Ugh. Well, not me. I'm not into being used. I'm not into being a slave. Aaron, I want to continue with another report tomorrow in full detail. Maybe we should shoot a YouTube or PrisonPlanet.tv video. These people are scum. They are trash. They are enemies. And it's time to get angry and defeat them and to realize they are our enemies. Defeat them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.